Welcome to the NLX Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into, I'm going to do a rundown of the quarterback position here, give you some idea kind of where we sit, backup notes, just some overall looks. And I'll be updating the tiers as well with some additional confidence intervals and the like. So let's get a jump here on the quarterback matrix. Josh Allen, confident 2023, yes. Backup, Kyle Allen at present. So we'll be watching that. Probably a lower priority than it has been in years past. I like Case Keenum better than I do Kyle Allen at this point. But yeah, so pretty confident in Josh Allen. 102 at worst in Dynasty Superflex formats. Miami, Tua, they are picking up the fifth-year option. That's good news. Mike White brought in as a backup. I'm sure some of that, maybe I'll steal some stuff out of the Jets playbook. We'll see there. But yeah, I feel better about Tua now that they've picked up his fifth-year option. Again, I think he's good, probably not necessarily great or elite at this point, so you got to be careful on the pricing of him. All right, somewhere outside the top 10 of quarterback, closer to 15, I'm more interested, right? Where does he go in relation to some of the younger quarterbacks in this class? That'll be interesting when we get more of that data in. The Jets, New England Patriots. Let's not jump ahead here. Mac Jones, do I have confidence in 2023? I'm not sold yet. Let's see what happens with Bailey Zappe. Is that an open competition? Not entirely sure. So I just want to see what the offseason brings. Like to see some preseason stuff with there to feel total confidence. Again, he's a classic package up player. The Jets, we'll see with Rodgers if that ever gets finished. Zach Wilson, is he going to be the backup, or do they kind of move on, you know, trade him for a conditional day three pick, something like that, and move on? I think that's probably what I would do. You know, what their backup situation's like is a whole other story after that. But I would probably move on almost the same way that the Jags did with Minshew drafted Trevor Lawrence. Like, move on from Minshew, sort of, you know, clear that locker room, clear that you know, quarterback room out. No split allegiance or anything like that. Not that I think Zach Wilson's got a ton of allegiance there on the team, but, you know, fresh start. That would be what I would expect. So we'll see if they move on from Zach Wilson. Does a team, Kansas City, does Buffalo, someone like that with a good quarterback, bring him in, sit him down behind a quarterback to try and rehabilitate his value. We'll see. Almost a la Mitch Trubisky, the way Buffalo did that. So we'll watch with that. Baltimore, that's my reaction. we'll see there what happens. They bring back Tyler Huntley. Again, we'll be watching and seeing sort of what happens with the Lamar thing. It's going to be fascinating. Cincinnati, Burrow firmly on extension. Watch in the Supermax category. So good on him. Big jump forward. They went way up in volume as well. So exciting there to have another good option at the position that we feel really confident in. Confident up there with him, with Burrow, with Herbert, Hurts, right? Depending on kind of the bet you want to make there. I like all those guys up in that tier. Lamar is in there as well, right? It's kind of the after Mahomes, after Allen tier of the position. All right, next up here we've got Deshaun Watson. Pretty confident in him being there in Cleveland, considering his extension. Kellen Mond, the backup. I think they're a candidate to potentially add someone, either you know, another free agent, something like that, a cast off from another team. I'm not sure you want to go into a season where you're hoping to contend with Kellen Mond as your backup, but we'll be watching that. You know, maybe they draft someone, something like developmental option, something like that. Maybe they're a candidate to bring in Zach Wilson as a backup, something like that. I'd be sort of on the watch for that behind Deshaun Watson. Kenny Pickett, the starter in Pittsburgh, I'm confident in that for 2023. We'll see long term. Acceptable start to his career, right? It's fine. Good start on the board. The metrics probably better than the actual overall statistical you know, stat line, right? The bottom line box score number, but optimistic about a potential bounce back from him an uptick from him in 2023. Trubisky's still the backup there. We'll see if that lasts or if there's movement there with regards to that. Houston, firm candidate to draft someone and start them on day one. Same with Indy. Gardner Minshew, the backup there for Indy. You know, I thought maybe there'd be more money for him. Maybe there'd be a starting opportunity in Washington, for example, but to no avail. He's going to probably be buried behind a top three or four pick in this upcoming draft. Bummer. You know, it's a good story. And probably just not going to ultimately come to fruition quite like maybe we had hoped. So, but I'm sure he'll give it a go. I'm sure he's going to try and contend and see. I wouldn't, yeah. He'll be sleeping outside of his gym in his van, ready, prepping and ready to go. Trevor Lawrence, yeah, confidence. Good, not great start, right? Some of the metrics not totally on board with yet. Another season, I'll feel a little bit more confident. A little bit, he's like a poor man's Joe Burrow, or Joe Burrow was last year, right? Felt pretty good about Burrow, but some of the volume stuff, some of the variance stuff, I was like, this could go bad. And ultimately, like, took a big step forward in terms of volume, and some of the variance caught up to him a bit, but you didn't really realize it because the volume was so far up. With Trevor Lawrence, some of the stuff with, you know, some of the pocket stuff, the non-play action stuff, just a shade concerned. I don't think he's necessarily elite yet, so I'm going to put him a tier behind that. But good trajectory right now. Not necessarily sure I want him like top, you know, 6, 8 where he's going. Like, I'd err towards other options in that range. Tennessee, this is kind of an interesting spot for them. Are they, you know, a candidate to potentially move up in this draft, right? What's their angle on Ryan Tannehill? 1 year, going to let it kind of play out. They're going through a little bit of a rebuild here. We'll see how this goes. I think he's kind of a one-year bridge. You know, if a team like Atlanta was interested, would they move on? You know, what would that cost in terms of his draft compensation and the like? I'm not sure. So that would be just a name I'm not totally convinced on is a starter there yet. We'll let that play out a little bit more into the offseason, and then we'll move him to a confidence. Not confident in him for 2024, that's for sure. Russell Wilson, confident in Denver. Jared Stidham's a backup. I can only imagine that conversation was like, hey, Jared, Sean Payton, interested in covering some kicks? You want to run a little H-back? Like, what do you got in terms of your quarterback sneak game, your design quarterback run game? You interested in putting that to the test? We got this guy Taysom Hill. We want to fashion you after him. I don't know. Interesting signing there for them, I would say that. And I'm surprised that he didn't land back with Vegas, to be totally honest with you. So, but pretty confident in Denver. You know, Russell Wilson needs a big bounce back, right? And it looks like they're probably building in the direction a little bit more friendly towards him, a little bit more play action, run centric, you know, instead of really the letting him cook version, right? Probably wore out his welcome with that. And it looks like they're going a significantly different way with him in 2023. But that could be a sign for a really good bounce back fantasy season. Patrick Mahomes, he's good. 101. Shane Bichelle is his backup. We'll see if they do something there. Wouldn't be surprised if they added a backup quarterback in the draft or something like that. Vegas, they bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. I am not convinced he's the starter for the entire 2023 season. I have him as a no right now. They're just kind of sitting there in the draft, and there's a lot of rumors that they're trying to move up. I am just going to watch that. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to come in and beat out Jimmy Garoppolo, but crazier things have happened, right? So I'm not, again, Jimmy Garoppolo's really not in our quarterback plans as we kind of sit here right now. So that's the one thing I would caution a little bit on. You know, is this a team to draft a quarterback? They spent a lot of money on him, right? But it's not. It's almost in the way that Seattle spent on Geno, right? Not in a way that they can't get out of, that they can't potentially unwind, that they can't, you know, it's more of like a 1 year, 1.5 year type commitment, and could draft someone if the player fell to 3 where they wanted to trade up or something like that. So not totally sold on Garoppolo, even though I think he's most likely the starter. Lastly, AFC West is the Chargers, Justin Herbert, Supermax, Easton Stick, backup. 3 for 3 in terms of hits for Justin Herbert. It's a pretty exclusive list of guys. Right? Like Josh Allen, one of the only guys to really do that recently. You know, pretty successful arc. And so that is one where, like, it's a 92% hit rate to do again. That's a very, very nice hit rate. Right? That's a very nice depth. And feeling pretty good about Herbert going forward. Again, they're going to run it back, too. That's, I mean, one of the questions I think was, what do you think of, you know, what do you think of him if they lose Keenan Allen, they lose Mike Williams? Well, they got them both back, right? Without Eckler, that'll be interesting. You know, what's the market for Eckler in a trade? It'll be interesting. But you know, Josh Allen, it's Herbert and Watson, the only three guys to go 3 for 3 to start. So really good trajectory, really good arc there for those guys. And pretty confident there on Herbert long term. All right, Dallas, Dak Prescott confident. Cooper Rush looks like probably going to be back as the backup, one of the better, more, you know, more solid backups in the league. Daniel Jones with the extension, Tyrod Taylor backup. Again, I think Tyrod Taylor, yeah, fantasy viable if he's backup. Again, the if he's forced to start as a backup, and the addition of Darren Waller, that'll be nice. So, you know, are they done adding? Right? Can they get more guys to surround Daniel Jones? We'll be watching. Philly, Jalen Hurts on Supermac trend, or on Supermac trajectory. Ian Book is the current backup. Do they add someone? Right, that's a team that consistently kind of goes back to the well, adding people. Be interested to see if they do it again this year. But that's not really a threat to Jalen Hurts. It's more just a backup. Let's see here. Washington, Jacoby Brissett, Sam Howell. Like, what a place to be in purgatory, right? Start the young guy, right? Start the young guy and see what happens. And then you got Jacoby Brissett. But otherwise, man, it's a rough go. I mean, unless they're in on Lamar Jackson, it's really hard to pick. You know, it's really hard to pick in the middle of the round and hit on one of these guys. So that's the problem there if you're Washington. Detroit, Jared Goff. I am convinced, with the exception of Lamar Jackson, which I'm not convinced that they're out on, it's Jared Goff would be the starter. They didn't even have a backup at this point. So just for what it's worth, right, I you could convince me that they're a, you know, if Lamar Jackson goes someplace, I think it's probably one of like three teams at this point, Washington, Detroit, or Atlanta. Right, I think that those are the three potential landing spots for him. So I'm a no on the convinced track with him at this point. Even though I do like him, like I'm a golf fan, but I think that they're a team that could be in on a guy like Lamar Jackson. Chicago, yes, Justin Fields giving it another go. Really critical year. PJ Walker, notably, back up there. So a guy with some starting experience who, frankly, had some nice ceilings in his opportunity as a starter. So again, pure backup at this point, but he's a name that will consistently interest me, sort of on that Geno backup track, right? One of those guys on the backup track that always interests me. Green Bay, Jordan Love. Yes, I'm convinced Aaron Rodgers has burned that bridge. He just hasn't signed with, hasn't gotten to New York yet, but I am convinced they're going to trade him and that Rodgers is not going to be back. Danny Etling is the backup there. And we'll see, you know, fifth-year extension will be interesting there for Jordan Love. You know, do they give that to him? Or do they, you know, elect to tag him next year? Like, I'd be interested to see how they handle that one. Kirk Cousins, yes. They added, like, a void year to his contract, spread out some of the cap hit, give him a little bit more flexibility, but kind of on a one-year deal at this point. And we'll be interested to see what he does in free agency if he hits it next year. Nick Mullins is the current backup. Atlanta, I am not convinced on Desmond Ridder or Taylor Heineke. They should be in the quarterback market. They are a potential trade-up team. They're a potential Lamar Jackson team. So watching both of those. Carolina, number one overall pick. Who's it going to be? Current betting favorite, Mr. C.J. Stroud. So we'll be watching that. Could they be an Anthony Richardson team? It wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world to me if they were. I could see them being in on either of those two guys. I don't think it's Levis. I think it's probably a three-man race between those two guys and Bryce Young. But call me skeptical. Frank Reich has a type and they're big. So we'll see. So that's Carolina. And then New Orleans has Derek Carr. He's a yes, big contract there. We'll see what the ceiling of this is, right? That's the big thing. But going to be a favorite to win the NFC South. And, what type of damage can you do? Can Carr sort of go on? Does Carr have that Stafford run in his bag? I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see. But, again, it's a weak NFC, so this is kind of one of those things like be in it, right? This is kind of like Dynasty, like constantly kind of be contending. Tampa, Baker Mayfield, ? Not convinced it's him. It's Kyle Trask. It's him, right? There's a competition. He's constantly worn out his welcome, underperformed, gotten beaten out by guys he shouldn't have been beaten out by, right? So we'll see there. I think it should be an open competition. Like, they should give Kyle Trask a shot and see what happens. I don't know if that'll actually occur, whether there will be a true competition, or maybe they already know that he just can't do it. We'll see. That's not information that we possess, so I'm not convinced of it yet totally. Kyler Murray, yes, with the caveat. I'm not sure it's week one with the knee injury. Colt McCoy is back there. Again, they must feel pretty confident. They haven't added anything but playing out the Colt McCoy string. Matthew Stafford, yes. He's one of the foundational walls with which this franchise is built on. That is a paraphrasing of the quote from their front office. So I think he's going to be back. Took a bad turn in 2022. What do they do at backup? What's their plan there? They don't have anyone under contract at present. Trey Lance with San Francisco. Brock Purdy, they bring in Sam Darnold. That Sam Darnold thing is enough to be like, huh. So be watching, is Trey Lance a potential move or trade candidate? What's the angle here? What are they getting at, right? Is Darnold insurance on a potential trade? Is the insurance against both these guys being injury risks? We'll be interested to see there. I'd love to get like an 8-game stretch out of Darnold in a Kyle Shanahan offense just to see, like, can Kyle Shanahan really dial up 8 yards an attempt for any quarterback? Like, is that in his bag? We'll see. And then Seattle's going to run it back with Geno and Drew Locke. I don't think that they're out of the quarterback business, right? I could see them picking someone kind of like Seattle. They got to be, or kind of like Detroit. They got to kind of be in the business of, are we ever going to be picking this high again? Like, do we want to pick this high again in any upcoming year? No. Do we draft a quarterback here? We've got the assets to go after one. Do we go after one? Could they be trade-up candidates, right? Picking at 5 and 6, both those teams with picks in the late teens / at 20 as well there for Seattle, picking at 5 and 20, 6 and 18 for Detroit. So lots of assets to potentially go after quarterbacks. And wouldn't be surprised if either of those two teams went that route. Currently 13 starters I'm sure of for the season. This will continue to wrap up, I would imagine. Let me get Rodgers. We'll get the draft. We'll clear up most of these issues. We'll get a Lamar solution. And really, in terms of going into week one, competitions, I think Washington, Atlanta, Tampa, San Francisco, right? Those are all competitions. I think we'll have clarity on the Ryan Tannehill situation as well. We'll get a better idea of Garoppolo after the draft. So these are getting more solid. Right, they're getting more solid. So, where the backups that are interesting, Cooper Rush, Tyrod Taylor, those guys are interesting. They're straight backups. PJ Washington will always be on that list for me. Winston, we know he can play as a backup in New Orleans. Colt McCoy, right? Chances of spot starter to start the season. And then in the AFC, it's Mike White in Miami is interesting. Bailey Zappi for the Patriots is interesting. Of course, Tyler Huntley, maybe he's a week one starter. That'd be crazy, but not impossible. Gardner Minshew, We like him. And then Stidham right up in Denver. If there was an injury, I could see Stidham playing decently. And that's really kind of the core guys for our backups, really, at this point. Trubisky of Pittsburgh, I guess, as well, even though he didn't necessarily play great last year. You could see him on the list. Brandon Allen in Cincinnati, right? Again, kind of in that, hey, the offense will elevate him type situation. All right, that'll do it here for this edition. The quarterback confidence rundown, really, you're checking out your quarterback matrix here. Check it out on the site. And until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.